Text 51551. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, Billy and Molly, an utter love story, tells the tale of an unusual friendship between Billy Mayle, our next guest, and Molly the Otter. It's a heartwarming, there's that word again, documentary on Disney Plus that starts with Billy hooking up with Molly, who is in desperate need of some care. And what follows is a beautiful, uplifting tale of hope and love. Billy Mayle, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good to talk to you.
And you.
Yeah, what a lovely documentary, Billy. It's it's so lovely. I don't have words to describe it.
I know, and to be honest, I mean, we've watched it so many times, me and Susan, my wife, and we still love it, and we still look at it and wonder, why is this so emotional? Because it's not sad, but it's full of emotion, and some folk cry just watching the trailer, but yeah, it's a lovely story, and we're getting some lovely feedback, so yeah.
Well, you must have, in your chats, and having watched it so many times, and lived it as well, you must have an idea why it's so touching, the documentary.
I don't really know. I think it touches a lot of emotions on a lot of different levels. I was just speaking to one of your colleagues earlier on, and even just Molly when she's young, you know, she's so naive and so childlike. Mm. And I think for a lot of folk, it's almost like she just behaves like a kid. Mm. But I really don't know what the heartstring tug is, but a lot of folk feel it, men and women, yeah. Of all walks of life, yeah.
So you and Susan, you're originally from the Shetland Islands, is that correct?
So I'm from Shetland, Susan's from the north of Scotland.
Uh-huh. And you moved away and then you came back.
Yeah, so I moved away when I was 17 and I got a job in the oil industry. I worked offshore, lived in Aberdeen for 33 years, and then, you know, life was getting pretty busy, it was getting pretty hectic in terms of work, and we both just thought, you know what, it's time to slow down. We both loved Shetland, even though Susan's not from here, she loved being here. So the stars aligned and we thought, right, let's move back to Shetland and see what happens.
Hmm. And the location of your house is glorious. And you're probably saying to me, come back in the middle of winter, Ray, and see what it's like. But it's there on the waterfront.
Yeah, we're so lucky. In fact, when we moved back here, we put an extension on the house. And that's hard work, dealing with planners and builders and all the rest of it. But we were prepared to go through that hard work bit just to stay where we are, because we're about 10 metres away from the water's edge. And we see seals, heron fishing, we see otters and all the rest of it. So it's such a lovely spot. And yeah, in the winter it can get a bit rough, but hey, it gets rough anywhere.
And there's sort of hints at you not being that happy, and although you thought you wanted to go back to Shetlands and that there was still a void in your life.
I think when we came back here, so one of the first people we contacted was an architect. And then we were into architects, I said, builders, planners, building control. And that was hard work. In among that, my dad died. And then COVID came along, and we all know what COVID was like.
Yes.
And then COVID took my mom. And we were just full on. There was a lot of life-changing events happening in our life. And it was just pretty busy.
And I suppose as well, Billy, because, you know, isn't that the human nature, that we think that something is going to make us happy? Now, all of those other things obviously conspired to, you know, to put a dint in your happiness. But we think that if we do that, then that's going to make us happy. And when it doesn't make us as happy as we think it's going to make us, then we get a bit confused.
That can happen. I mean, we kind of knew what we were coming up to. And we knew there was going to be 2 or 3 years of, you know, it was just going to be hard work.
Mm.
But we walked into most of that with our eyes wide open, other than the COVID piece. So we knew it was going to take 2 or 3 years to get this place the way we wanted it. And I'm not saying there was poetic license in the film, but, you know, that was all going on. And it maybe comes across differently for different people.
But
we still loved it up here, and we still do. We're so lucky.
And you were looking out the window one day, and there's a jetty out in front of your house, and you spotted an otter.
Yeah, it was flat calm. I worked shifts at the time, so I was on a day off. I was looking out, and there's an otter fishing in the sea, and she was taking her crabs up onto the pontoon, eating them, and then going back into the water. Now, it was curiosity, really, that got the better of me. And I thought, I wonder how close I can get to this wild animal, because you cannot get close to an otter, they're so shy. So I went down to where she was coming out of the water with her crabs, and she caught a crab and came out and sat right in front of me. I had my phone ready to film all this. And halfway through eating her crab, she turned and looked me straight in the eye for about 3 or 4 seconds, and then she just went back to eating her crab. And that was the moment I thought, this is not normal. You know, that otter should have scarpered. But I could see she was really thin. I could see her bones sticking out and her skin was hanging. And I thought, she's thin. She's not. But she didn't look ill. There was a sparkle in her eye. And I thought, you're not ill. You're just starving. So I thought, well, I can supply you with fish. And that was what I started to do.
You started to feed her. What stage did you give Molly her name?
So... I don't tend to name things, but Molly was coming a lot, and she'd realized there was food on the go here. So she would come back every day and get her piece of fish. And I'd be looking out the window, because I put the fish down in the pontoon, and I would say to Susan, oh, there's such and such, or there's such. Then one day I said, oh, there's Molly Maid. I don't know why I called her Molly Maid, but it just had a ring to it. And then I thought, I'm going to call her Molly. So it was nothing more sophisticated than that. But I knew if I didn't name her, somebody else would. So I thought, well, it's as well that I do.
And what did you think was her situation, Molly's?
So we'd heard that a mother otter and one of her youngsters had been killed on the road during the winter time, but there was one surviving sibling. And we're assuming this was Molly, because there's only about 3 or 4 otters live in the sea in the area around our house. So we don't know that for sure, but we're assuming that it was the surviving sibling. And winter's a really tough time for otters, so she would have had a hard time surviving, and that would explain why she was so thin and desperate.
Mm. And you... fed, like, you went out, like, and this wasn't poetic license, because I saw the freezer full of fish. You stockpiled fish for Molly.
I did, yeah, guilty as charged. No, so I then started to try and find sources of fish, and I was getting fish that had been filleted,
yes,
and giving her them, but there's not much meat left in that. And then eventually I managed to find a source of fish that... you know, wasn't suitable for market, and so they were basically going to have to get rid of it. So I managed to get some of that stuff here, and I thought, I'm going to need a freezer to keep this in. So I went and bought the doll freezer secondhand and filled it with fish. And yeah, that does actually happen regularly.
So Molly, like, people, it's hard to describe it, but Molly is as friendly with you as a dog would be with a human.
No.
Everything
happens on Molly's terms. So she was curious, and she still is, but when she was young, she was really curious. You'd set a bag of shopping down, and Molly would be in having a look. She couldn't help herself.
Yeah.
We've never been allowed to touch her.
Right.
And she's never been allowed in the house. And to be honest, she doesn't want to come into the house. So she's very much a wild otter, and she's kept that wildness about her. I think she lost her fear of me, at least, because she was so desperate and she accepted the fish I was offering her. But no, she's
but there's more.
Wild.
I think you're underselling it, Billy. And you know, like, you got a bath filled with fresh water, then you got you went on to Amazon, got you know, all those coloured plastic balls that you see in one of those those play centres for children, and you put them in the water, and she loved that. She loved that.
Yeah, when she was young, you know, it was an absolute privilege for a wild animal to actually trust you.
Yes,
and I remember
yes.
sitting one day on the edge of the pontoon, and she came up to me, and I was a bit scared because it's a wild animal.
Yeah,
and I sat still. I thought, well, I'm not threatening you. And she came right up and she sniffed my leg, and she bumped her nose over my leg and sniffed it, and then she walked away. I thought, well, she's just sussing me out. But she came here when she was young. It was almost like she enjoyed the company. I mean, we'd be sitting in the grass in front of the house having a barbecue or something, and she would rock up and she would just lie in the grass and roll around, go to sleep sometimes. It was like she was almost treating us as part of her little family.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I've been around dogs and cats and animals since I was a kid, and a young animal likes to play, and I thought, well, it's an otter. Maybe it'll want to play as well. So that was when I went and bought the coloured balls and put water in her bath, and she absolutely loved it.
And then there are scenes where you're out in your boat and she climbs in from the sea. There's one scene where she nearly, you know, climbs up the oar, a failed attempt to climb up the oar and into the boat. Mm. And then you built her own house.
Yeah, so, I mean, at the very outset, I put a box out here for her to shelter in.
Yeah.
I'm an outdoor person. I'm always in the shed making something or breaking something or whatever. I thought, oh, I'll make a little house for Molly and I'll make it look like our one. And it was a bit of fun to start with. And then when the camera guys were getting involved, you know, they thought, this is actually fantastic. So I put a camera in it.
Yeah.
And we were able to capture. So when she's in that house, that's her behaving like a wild otter. Okay, she's lying on a
and it's wallpapered, and there's photographs of you and Susan and the dog on the wall.
That's right. That was a bit of fun.
Yes,
but it was a lovely touch. It was actually nice when we saw it in the movie. Yeah.
And there's a lovely scene where you and you had to put Wi-Fi into the otter's house in order for to be able to film it. And there's some great, amazing footage of Molly when she's pregnant and then with her young. But you come back up, and I know this is, you know, obviously reconstructed, but I'm sure some variation of this happened at some stage. And you're telling Susan that you put Wi-Fi in the otter's house. We'll just play a clip from the documentary here.
I got the Wi-Fi into Molly's house today.
You've got the Wi-Fi?
Wi-Fi, yeah.
So Molly has Wi-Fi in her house?
Well, she
doesn't. And I don't have Wi-Fi in
her house. She doesn't realise she's got Wi-Fi. It's for her camera. but yeah, I suppose technically she's got Wi-Fi in all of her house. Yeah, OK. Well, darling, we can sort that out. I'll get you an extra thing.
But you've been saying that for such a long time.
I know, but...
And then I find that you've put Wi-Fi into Molly's house.
I know. I know.
And as you say, she doesn't even know she has Wi-Fi.
I think the green-eyed monster was there somewhere as well.
that was quite a fun scene to make. Yeah. That was completely ad-libbed. There was no planning of that. There was no script. We were just talking about it. But yeah, Wi-Fi in Shetland's not the broadband up here is not great.
Yes. Yeah.
And in our house at the time, we were struggling to get coverage in all of the house. So I've since put a mesh system in, so we get
it
great
works,
Wi-Fi.
Yeah, the mesh systems are great. Yeah, You were worried as well about, you know, learned helplessness. That's what they call it, I think, because if you fed Molly too much and she became dependent on you, she wouldn't be able to survive in the wild.
Yeah, that was always the worry. What I did though, when she arrived first and I started feeding her, there's a local wildlife centre in Hillswick, and they rescue otters that are, you know, in need. Mm. And I phoned them up and said, look, guys, this is what I'm doing. Is it okay? They said, yeah, it's fine. They said, don't domesticate her and don't, whatever you do, let her into your house, because they knew that she would trash the place.
Yes, yeah.
So they weren't overly concerned with me feeding her and her getting used to humans, although we knew at some point we'd have to let her go back into the wild.
Yes.
There's a local vet as well, and he gave me some really good advice, and he said, you're going to have to let her go someday. And I went, yeah, I know I am. And so that was always a day that we knew would come.
And then there was Bozo, what a great
Bozo.
Name for me.
Yeah.
Bozo the little buck, the little male otter.
That's right. Yeah.
He was after your little Molly, and like any protective, you know, dad or whatever, you weren't too happy about Bozo's arrival, because you knew it was imminent then that Molly was going to leave, I suppose.
Yeah, and secretly we love Bozo. We need him.
Yes.
He's part of the whole thing and the circle of life. But yeah, I would pretend I was the angry father. You better be good to my wee girl. But there's a little bit of tongue in cheek in there.
Yes, I know. But you're a star, and Molly's a star. Susan does the voiceover along with you, and it's a beautiful, lovely voiceover. And was that always going to be the case, or were they consider a professional, you know, like Brian Cox or somebody to do the voiceover?
Yeah, they were going to get somebody else to do it, and then. As we're getting through the movie, Charlie said, look, this is your story and it's much better told by you. Will you have a go? And we were a bit unsure because we really didn't want to hear the sound of our own voices on the film. But we said, well, okay, we'll have a go. And I think Susan in particular, her voice came across really well.
Yeah, it's beautiful, beautiful. Yeah, yeah.
And so she went from being terrified of doing it to actually being a bit of a natural. So, yeah, kudos to Susan. She did a great job.
As did you. What's the reaction been to the whole documentary, Billy?
Yeah, we've had some amazing responses. I mean, we are getting Facebook messages and Instagram messages. I even got a couple of letters through the post from folk that had managed to find us. And folk just seem to love it. And I don't think they're all saying it just to be nice, because, you know, if it was about a friend of mine, they might feel yes. the need to be nice. But people genuinely seem to have absolutely loved it.
Yeah, yeah.
It seems to have gone down really well.
No, it's lovely. And people can see it on Disney Plus, Billy and Molly, An Otter Love Story. And it's on the National Geographic Channel on the 23rd of December at 3 o'clock. So there are your options there.
That's right. Can I just say before I go?
Yes, of course.
We got a letter, a card through the post the other day. It says, Billy and Susan Mail, Molly the Otter People, Shetland Isles, and then brackets, thank you, postman. And it's from a gentleman in Ireland. He didn't leave his address, but his name is Graham,
right,
from Northern Ireland. So, Graham, if you're listening and you're the guy that sent the card, we were so tickled and touched. Thank you very much for taking the time.
And you mentioned the Shetland Isles there, and Shetland Islands, and that's another star of the documentary as well, because it looks wonderful in summer and in autumn and in winter, covered in snow. The whole thing is beautiful. So thanks so much for talking to us today. Billy Mail of Billy and Molly, An Otter Love Story on Disney Plus. Thanks, Billy.
Thank you.
And kind regards to Susan as well.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.